Yo, yo, what up? This is the world premiere, y'all. Turn your radios up. Turn your speakers up. This is the new Orlando Brown Heartbreak Hotel.
My success will never fail, cause the blood of Jesus compels every criminal stuck in jail. Love how positivity smell, like a shit my heart through the mail. I got tired of biting my nails, I'm rewiring, igniting cells. This a catastrophe, why they try to come after me? Bastard, they have my mastery, 20 million my factory. Actually, you should ask for me, catastrophic or blasphemy. Acrobatical tragedy, mathematically raggedy. Tell them peep my vernacular in the street like I'm Dracula. People know I'm spectacular and one hell of an actor. I stay intact with my pastor. Get back, I'm a real philanthropist. Praying every kid dancing, this hazardous beat is cancerous. In my mind like the prodigal. Son of a young melodical, prodigal, neurological. High like the bill of auto, no bottle. I hit the lotto, go throttle, I'm the remodel. We swallow, she hit the grotto, I'm hollow, hoopa gelato. Purple Moscato, my philanthropy, a motto. Shrimp scampi, my lemon gelato, steadily refuse to follow. Cause the real can make you feel better, but truth can make you be better. Nobody knows, can be rid of here to state, I wrote three letters. It's a must that my hype blow, I can't be touched in my cycle. The beat provided by Michael, I reunited with white folk who decided to get life on my suction flow. And the night so my son never have to fight the folks who I love to give life slow. Whose beat is this? God bless him, thank you, Jesus. Cool me the pissed off, used to hitting trees. Bruh, calling up my phone like, do you remember me? Mr. Sinner number three, you know how my temper be. Me, my son, and my wife be having fun every day, so I only make a record when Jesus got something to say. Yes, I'm Martin Luther King, Mr. Martin Luther King. Got right back with Coretta, and now we living out the dream.
Can you hear me?
Yes, 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 yes. What's up, what's up, what's up, what's up?
What's going on? What's going on?
What up, y'all? This is your boy Ricky Romance. This is the No Filter Podcast. This is the No Filter Podcast, and I'm overexcited. I know you can hear it in my voice. We got a special guest here, and it's not just a special guest. This is my little brother. My little big brother, I don't know, my little crazy brother, I don't know. You guys all got opinions of him in the world. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce to you my brother, my friend, child in Christ, actor, Mr. Orlando Brown. What's up?
Hey.
What's up, little bro?
What's going down with you, man? I'm very, very, very excited to be talking to you right now, brother.
Yeah, it's been a while, man. I'm just listening to this record that you just put out for Christmas Eve, man. And, I mean, it's my favorite record, man. How many of y'all heard familiar with the record Heartbreak Hotel by the Jacksons? Orlando, you didn't flip the record. And it's inspirational as well, man. So I just want to congratulate you on that record.
Man,
not everybody's gonna love it, but it's a cry for it, and you have your fan base that supports you. I love the record. I'm actually listening to it right now.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, well, you know, I just wanted to do something that represented not only the family, but also represented, you know, me as a whole. And I'm glad that it was put together that way, because people really, really they're hearing the clarity and the growth. And that's what that's what I asked for the Lord to allow me to be able to show. And so the growth and also just making sure that we stay consistent is definitely the biggest thing. So I really appreciate that, man.
Man, it's all love, man. You came a long way, man. People always gonna try to persecute us like Jesus. People always gonna have opinions. So if we lived our life based off people's opinions, we'd be dead already.
Exactly.
And it's just amazing, man, how you keep going, man. Your videos, you just doing what you love, man.
That's all, man. Just doing what I love, and you know, it's important for me to keep pushing, because you know, I have brothers like you, you know what I'm saying, and you know, in very high positions, and it's you have been there for, you know, since I was a baby, man. So it's like, you know, I have to make sure that I keep that. I gotta hold y'all up, bro. I can't. If I'm gonna do it, I gotta do it right. Yeah, otherwise I'm gonna get told something.
So what's going on in Orlando's personal life, man? People wanna know, man. You here, you there, you here, they there, they hear this.
Yeah, man. I'm married, you know, got a beautiful home, my son. You know, it's just like in the record say, me, my wife, and my son be having fun every day, and I only make a record when Jesus got something to say, you know?
Man, so,
that's it, man.
Crazy how you did a 180-degree turn.
Man, I had to do something, bro. I had to do something. You know, my wife, is very, very, very important to me. And so, you know, I chose to get right, man, so I could be around my son, be around my wife. And, you know, I had a lot of anger in me for a while. I had a lot of anger because, you know, I couldn't connect with nobody, you know, but it was because of my anger. So once she told me to, you know, hey, man, you know, I want to do this with you. But let's figure this out, though. You know, let's you get right. And, let's get you, you know, let's get you on track. And I was like, all right, let's do it. For you, for me, for the baby, all right, let's go.
And was it a lot for your wife to go through just getting to know you? Like in the beginning?
Yeah, She jumped right in. I would walk around with my checks. Because, you know, I couldn't trust nobody, so I'd cash a check when I needed to, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, I was playing like I didn't have nothing, you know? So she was giving me bringing me groceries and all of that, bro. It was easy.
They had $1 million on you. They didn't know.
You know what I'm saying? And they would never know. And you know, my main thing is, it's like, you know, the way she approached the situation with such love and grace, kindness and warmth, man, that's what my personal life is like right now, man. I got somebody in my life that's holding me up and, you know, keeping me on track, man. And that's all it's about, man. Staying focused and staying consistent, man. And being loyal.
Do you have any plans for New Year's?
Oh, no, nah, man. I'm just chilling, bro. I'm just literally chilling when it comes down to, you know, peace.
I heard for New Year's that you were going to be doing like a New Year's service at your church. That's what I heard. So.
Oh no! That's they exaggerating, bro. I'm right now. I don't know what God is doing. He's doing something very big. So me, you know, we have to. That's the thing, man. We have to learn ourselves. Get used to being alone. To, you know, talk to your God, you know, and getting your word and stay strong. And that's what I'm preparing for, to go back into LA when it's time to go work. I just got booked for this movie. So when I go back to work, I want to be on. I've been working. I mean, let me tell you something. I run 20 miles a day. You know, I stay on my push-ups. My workout regimen is impeccable. You know, I just want to stay away from anything negative, you know. So, you know, going out there in the world and trying to 5, 4, 3, it just don't. I'd rather watch it on TV.
I definitely want to work out with you, man. So how's you make, you know, your YouTube? Is your YouTube monetizing now?
Yeah, man, monetize, man. My YouTube stay monetized, bro. Been monetized since day one. So, you know, it's a blessing to look at all the love that I'm getting, you know, not only financially, but, you know, just period. Just getting a lot of love out there, man. So, yeah, the YouTube is popping.
Orlando, no, the reason why I asked you that, because I watch you bless so many people on your journey to where you are now, and you really are in a good space, even when I thought that you weren't. You absolutely are. I've seen you blow up several people's YouTube channels. And I was like, well, shit, bro, what, blow up my YouTube channel, bro. I'm still trying.
Man, when I got you, yeah, that ain't nothing, bro.
Y'all make sure y'all go subscribe to Ricky Romance Live YouTube.
Go subscribe to Ricky Romance Live on YouTube and do that thing right now.
Yeah, we in our grown man body. We definitely want to come back for a part two, but we just get to start of y'all. Hey, so bro, I've been thinking about this whole poly life. You know what I mean?
Right.
I know I just hit you from left.
No, nah, you know, I mean, keep going. Let's go. It's no filter.
It is no filter. So polygamy. Is when a man has more than one wife.
Right.
So, right. I don't know, man. I've been thinking about that a lot. It's really interesting. You know what I mean? And so people don't know the difference between polygamy and polyandry. Polyandry is known when a woman marries more than one man at the same time. That's polyandry. Polygamy, man marries multiple women. So, yeah. So, but it's a whole community for that. I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know how people feel about that. I know I was saying about don't worry about what people think about you, or else you'd be already dead. But I don't know, man. That's pretty interesting to me, man. Because I feel like no man loves just one woman.
Well, this is the thing. How many people are actually seeking the heart of the person instead of seeking what the person has? How many people are actually looking to look at themselves? Like, how much time have you spent with yourself to know yourself, to know if you can even handle that many relationships? And when you put it into perspective as far as, you know, ethnic terms, you know, when it comes to people's backgrounds and stuff like that. Now, if you're from Africa, then I understand, you know, that's something that was gifted you. But out here, you know, in America, it's more like, okay, if you can't focus on monogamy with one person, then that means that, you know, it's more like, you know, that there, it's like knowing it's a whole bunch of women out there. So I know I got you, but I still know it's a lot of women out there. And it's like people have a problem with commitment. So they try to find a way to cover that by fulfilling the need, you know what I'm saying, with a lot of women, you know what I'm saying? And it's not even to me, in my opinion, it's not even that serious, you know.
I feel like I would do that type of relationship, but it would only be because one is like my assistant and the other one like washing my clothes and waiting on weights on me hand and foot type shit.
well you got the mind of in the heart and of a king, and I commend you for that. It's like, so you got to be real strong to be able to hold that down, you know. But my wife is every woman in one. So me personally, I can't see it like, oh, I need this. All I need is one mic. All I need is one mic, nigga. And
well, no, I am in a situation. I am seeing someone. How would she feel about this conversation? I don't give a fuck. This is no filter. But
right. But see, but don't be disrespectful. You have to know. No, it is no filter, but don't be disrespectful. You have a heart. That's what I be telling people. You got a big heart, Ricky. So at the end of the day, you're not with no filter, you don't care. It's the show. But at the end of the day, you do care. Otherwise, you wouldn't be with her. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you gotta realize, man, it's just people move too fast. We move too fast sometimes, and that's why it's important that we like I said, get to know ourselves. Because if we become socially dependent on people doing things for doing, like, how, look how you are in there, bro. You got the shirt presser. You making and building and doing your thing, bro. It's like you got a million hands. It's a revolution of the mind. So therefore, why am I going? If like right now, if my wife was to leave me, bro, I'm still gonna wash my clothes. I'm still gonna do these dishes. I'm still gonna clean my house up. You know, it's about taking care of you first. How good are you at taking care of you before you depend on somebody or just like somebody to do something for you? You know what I'm saying? I don't like that many people in my damn space. Get the hell away from me. No, it's too many people.
And you know what? No. And it goes back to you knowing yourself. It took you a while to realize that you didn't like a lot of people around you.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, I don't mind, you know, a lot of people around me. You know, I can go in public and stuff, but in my personal space, I don't want to deal with emotions, you know, and too, like, you know, me and my past relationship with Toya, you know, we would share, you know, girls and stuff like that. It doesn't work. It doesn't work because, you know, it just puts you in a position to where you start getting jealous and all. It's too much, man. It's just too much. All you need is one mic, man, to speak into. That's it. And let that person be able to speak your legacy, man, and tell them, you know, I respect the man more for saying, hey, man, you know, I've been with this woman for 25 years, 35 years, man, 50 years, man, you know, not no 5 years, not no 2-3 years. What are you doing that is so intriguing that you keeping this woman held? She doing a hand and foot for you for 30 years? Now that's a man. You know what I'm saying? Now that's a man. You went through everything. She probably did everything. You probably did it, but guess what? You still right there. And that's what I respect. This is my wife for 50 years, man. Wow. Brother, you got your head on straight.
So when is Orlando gonna be? Are we gonna see more or movies? Are we gonna see Orlando on more TV?
Oh yeah, man. I just now I can't say the name of the movie, but I just got hired to do this new movie, man, and it's a blessing, man. We're gonna be in Detroit. Also, we got the Orlando Brown show, man. We've been really, really going hard, bro. So it's looking good.
You've been talking about that show for the last
15 years.
So it's a long time coming.
Yeah, a long, long time coming, man. God is good, bro. Finally got the right people behind me.
Okay, I need a cameo. I need to pull up, man. You know.
You already know, bro. Stop playing. Stop playing, Ricky. You already know what it is, bro. Or everything.
Hey, I remember, man, when Raven. I remember when I first met you.
At the set on that's all Raven.
And Raven told me not to fuck with you. And I don't know why she said that. But because you was cool, you know what I'm saying? And
I said that because she knew you was smoking weed. It was going, we was gonna click together, we was gonna mesh well. And she was like, no, don't do it, Ricky.
And after that, that was the beginning and end of our brother and sisterhood.
Mm. Yeah, like,
I'll tell you this though. In 2019, on a Millennium tour, when I was with my brother Raz, he was talking to Raven, he put her on the phone. She thanked me for looking out for you. She thanked me for being here for you. And if your headspace was different at that time, for sure she wanted you to do Raven's Home. What's her name? That's for sure that I know that she told me in the conversation.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't have any issues with any of that, you know. You know, in silence, when people get silent, that means that, you know, something ain't right, and still regardless of you know, anything, that's my sister, bro. I love her, that's family. And whenever she called me, I'm there. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm there. I just, that's all I've been waiting for.
As we got all the blessings of God and man and your family and everything, and you're thriving in your back in your home and everything, as we walk into 2022 new year, you know what I'm saying? The sky's the limit.
Amen.
You know what I mean? I'm so excited to see what Orlando Brown has in store, you know, for all of his supporters and you know, just for the people and the projects. I'm looking forward to it, man. I really am.
Man, I'm looking forward to it too, man. Like I said, man, this is a blessing. It's been a long time coming, you know, and you know, I'm proud of you, man. I'm proud of your progression, man, your growth.
Calmed down a lot.
Yeah, man, you calmed down a whole lot. I see it, and I'm proud of you, bro. Like, you really got it popping, man. And I just can't wait to do this merch with you, bro, and do something to get it together, bro. That's what's up.
Yeah, that'd be fun. That'd be fun, right? What, shit, man. We done with this interview. We can get on the phone and talk about that for sure, man. Like, I know you're getting ready to do this movie, and I know you got the household and stuff to do and everything, so I'm not gonna hold you, but man, I really enjoy talking to you, man. I could keep this conversation going forever.
Man, me too. And you know, when you have good people, man, you know what I'm saying, in your life, and you know, when you reunite with the people that actually know you, and know that, you know, people that'll slap you upside your head when you know you wrong. Okay, that's when it's all coming together. When real family is reaching out, that's when it's all coming together, man. And you real family, so that means that, you know, like, the sky is really the limit, bro. That's in here. So
life is very short. It's very, very short. We're losing people every day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I met King Damone through you, and even though you guys had your differences and maybe we had our differences, I still managed to check on him from time to time. And right now he's in the hospital in ICU. You know what I mean? So prayers up for him.
Yeah, prayers up to him, man. You know, I really sincerely, you know, love him, and I hope he pulled through, man. And
he will.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Cause that don't nobody deserve to go out like that, bro.
LA is becoming a real crazy place right now, man.
Well, you know that it's that pandemic situation, bro. Like, everybody coming out of the masks and realizing where, you know, what's going on and who is who and what's what. They're waking up. They're not on drugs anymore. They're sobering up. They're coming back from the party, and you know, the party is over. And so now that the party is over, you know, they're getting sober and they're looking up and they're like, oh, that's the dude that raped me. Oh, that's the girl. And it's turning into chaos. It's turning into chaos. People can't hide anymore behind other people's skin, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, in other people's lives, they can't do that anymore. You know, and it's sad. It's really sad out there in LA. That's why I'm in Texas.
I feel you. That's why I'm in Nevada. But let me tell you, even Nevada, man, this place is a fucking dump, man.
It's only a dump if you're not doing what you doing. You make like, that's you though, Ricky. You like Diddy, bro. You can go in to the jungle and come out with a chinchilla suit and some fox fur shoes.
I lied, because guess what? You ain't lying. When I went to Colombia, I lived there for 8 months. I don't speak no Spanish. I survived. I made friends out there. I found the people, the Colombians, that speak just a little English, just enough to help me get around. We established relationships. And JMC Columbia was born over there. You feel me? Now we got a whole bunch of artists over there that would love to work with you. You feel what I'm saying?
Man, that's dope. Yeah, that's dope. You've been doing that for a while too. You've been doing that for about 15 years.
What?
You had that JMC Columbia?
No, the JMC Columbia, that's new since 2018.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, JMC Management Group is, you know, JMC's been
about 16, 17 years. You're right. It's just open.
Yeah, but that's, Colombia is popping low key, man. Eric, I'll be watching.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you, I had to come back. I don't want to, but I had to come back because I ran out of money and shit. But I lost my phone and got robbed and, I mean, all kind of crazy shit. But if you set your business up online to where you're making all your money online, you get money through your website, you get money from your YouTube streams, all that, people would love to see Orlando Brown